The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Has Disney gone too far this time? Because reportedly, they have canceled one of their cartoon characters because apparently it's now a, quote, problematic image for young girls. And apparently, this character will no longer hold meet and greets. Now,
I
think it'd be way more fun to guess because I want to see who you guys think deep down could be a problematic character. And then I shall reveal to you who this character is and what this Disney representative has allegedly been circulating on X, formerly known as Twitter.
All right. So this is like you can meet this guy. Like if you go to Disney World or Disneyland, you can meet said character.
This is a very prominent Disney character. So it's one that everyone knows, household name. If we're going to put them into tiers, I don't know that I would say an A tier, but like a B plus tier
so
character.
We're not talking about the Fab Five, which is Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto, even though I think Daisy should be in there, but apparently she's not.
So yes, it's none of those characters.
Okay.
So think back to your childhood.
Tigger, Eeyore-ish.
No, it's got to be a princess of some sort, right? Or a human figure, not somebody in one of the giant furry costumes.
It would have to be. Can you imagine?
Like Tigger's body image? No, it is a human. I don't know. It's a human looking character.
Ariel.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Human-looking character. And this is a prominent character.
Mm-hmm.
This is a household name that we all know.
You all know. So it's not some random, like, obscure side character from the Aristocats. It's a big character.
And they're canceling all meet and greets in person.
Allegedly.
Tinkerbell.
Yep.
Oh!
What? Thank you. Thank you very much.
You can go home now. You've done your work for the day.
With Tink? They don't like her tube top and her short skirt.
So the following quote has been circulated by an alleged Disney representative on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook. The quote says, "Tinkerbell, unfortunately, has become a problematic image for our guests, specifically young girls, specifically in terms of the portrayal of an unrealistic body image, as well as dependency of approval and or attention from Peter Pan." This is just relatable to
me. This is so ridiculous. I can't even believe it.
For those that don't know the history of Tinkerbell, like, she gets her energy from validation. So, like, if you clap, she gets more power. And, like, so she's... Tink's an attention whore, and I kind of love her for it.
And she's vain. It's relatable. We all have that little Tinkerbell inside
right?
of us where we're like, "Ooh, I look good. Pay attention to me."
It's right. Every woman's in radio. Hello.
Hello. The quote continues. It says, "We feel these traits are no longer representative of our inclusive, focused values, and thus are currently in the process of redesigning and updated Tinkerbell for modern audiences."
Okay, I was going to say, they can't scratch, like, just update her, make her a thick queen, you know? You don't have to get rid of her totally.
Well, I think what this bothers, why I'm bothered by this is, why is it inherently wrong for there to be a thin character?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, the underlying message is it's not okay to be thin.
Do you know how many of these princesses we're going to have to eliminate if we're trying to eliminate thin princesses?
I know.
I totally see where you're coming from, but knowing some of the clips from the Tinkerbell movie, like, there are times where she tries to fit through a keyhole and her hips get stuck, and then she's, like, looking down in a mirror making faces at her body. So I wonder if it comes more from how she is in the movies, and then because she has such an hourglass figure, like, it's not like Jasmine or Ariel or Belle are getting scratched and they're all thin. It's Tinkerbell, it's like the Barbie conversation where we're like, no woman can look like that realistically. Like, I wonder if that's more in line with it. And then you add in needing the validation and always going after Peter Pan and needing his attention. And then they've just drummed it up to, like, it's time for a refresh.
I'm backing away from the mic.
This is different.
So there's no official news from any representatives from Disney. This is just hearsay from someone who's allegedly a representative for Disney. There are some insiders that have revealed that this is already been in the process of eliminating her from meet and greets because apparently they've already stopped having meet and greets for Tinkerbell for children.
See, this offends me as a short king, okay? She's one of the few princesses I could relate to and I had a shot with, and now they're just taking her away.
But there's still Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
That takes us into a completely different category. And not very Disney at all.
Not good slinky dog.
Hey, Carly, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, just want to let you guys know, they did revamp Tinkerbell when they did her own solo movies and they had all the other fairies and things like that. They made her a completely different character than she was in the Peter Pan adaptations. She wasn't that sassy attention whore and things like that. She was more of like caring, kind, very compassionate, empathetic, all, like a completely 180. So
already done. But,
yeah, when I met her at Disney, though, I did. She was really mean.
And that's how it should be. We used to have a proper Disney World. All right, one of the top Nickelodeon child stars is praising disgraced producer Dan Schneider despite all his allegations. It's coming up on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.